poetry. Now, here's the thing. For weeks and weeks and weeks, you've been getting away with this Amy LeMay, where people were good enough, and this door is always open, they were good enough to call us up and recite poetry they wrote when they were teenagers. And it was very good, and some of it was very touching. And you said, I used to write poetry in French. And we all sat on that and thought, God, God, keep her going. Yes, look, here's the Amy. Look at that list they've been holding up. Get Amy to do her poetry. Now, it's up to you. You can do it in French, but we want the poorest example of your poetry. And you're not going to get away with this, Amy. It's all very well coming on and puffing the Queen show. Let's see what you've got in your back pocket. How old were you when you wrote this stuff?
I must have been about 15. So I would have been studying French for maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
A year.
And you wrote it alone in your room?
Of course I did.
You did, yeah. And now,
in my bedroom in New Jersey, feeling very isolated.
You did. You've given it some... is it Sylvia Plath, is it? Is that the... It's Poem de Amy. That's it. Poem de Amy. If anyone out there, this triggers you, have to be brave. Last week, you know, I thought, I can't ring up and say this poetry. It's too personal. Because, yeah, you know, you've got some affection for these things. But 0207-224-2000, if ever you wrote poetry as a 15-year-old, you can remember a little bit, because our own Amy LeMay now. It's been a week in the making. This has been, you know...
This is so embarrassing.
Really? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, that's the wrong... That may have been the right music. A brass band thumping away. We've got to hear it first. But I will try and find the most apposite background for it from our own room. Amy LeMay reads poetry of a 15-year-old New Jersey loner.
This is just a fragment. Je regarde le pont et les rives coulent ci-dessous comme le sang froid et ma cœur est glacé.
Sorry. I didn't realize. I had no idea. I'm ready to laugh. And I came for the poetry and I'm staying for the emoting. So what was all that about?
Something about the cold.
I generally have no idea.
My heart turns to ice.
Did it work better in...
Shall I give you a translation?
Okay.
So definitely cold blood and heart.
Good morning, everybody, by the way. We'll find the more appropriate music to put behind... here we go. This will be the English translation of it, and we'll try and make this a little tougher. So, poetry of a 15-year-old New Jersey loner. That's take two.
I look at the bridge and the river that flows underneath it. It's like cold blood, and my heart is frozen.
Very good. Oh, I'd like to hear the rest of that. In installments, I think. In installments. Anyone out there wrote poetry when you were 15? Come on, that was a great confession.
That was superb.
Was there a river of blood in New Jersey?
A cathartic experience.
For all of us, I think.
Alex, can we find the last week's poetry? Because we're just giving some other examples of it. I mean, anyone wants to do it. I think this is a fantastic thing to get it out. And now that's in the world. Putting out a book, eventually put out a book or a gazetteer or a pamphlet.
Yes, I think we should.
A pamphlet, a 15-year-old poetry would be a great book, but we need the help of the audience. 0207 224